Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet in the Mishnais of the Yerushalmi, and Moitzin Shem and Sreifa, Peiros Hashvius, Meyoros Lachutzlarts. To need to take Peiros Shvius outside of Eretz Yisrael, Halacha Lamayda, this becomes an issue in Tovshin Ein Vav with the Yisrogim of Shemitah. There's a discussion for the Meshav Dover. The Meshav Dover is a tshuva. The Meshav Dover is a kuntra shmita in the second chelik. So the Meshav Dover, very towards the end of the kuntra shmita, he has that when the esrogim were being taken out of Eretz Yisrael by Goyim, so then he was comfortable using the esrogim. But he said he had a long-standing deal with Shmuel Salant. I didn't realize they overlapped. That later on in his life, when the Peiros, when the Esrogim were being brought out of Eretz Yisrael by Jews, or they were being farmed by Jews, so he was felt very strongly that one should not use those Esrogim. So we'll discuss that a little bit more. Chazon Ish is Mekel. In the Tzarech Mitzvah, but that's the issue: is there a din, is there an iser, or what's the nature of the iser of removing, of taking Peiros Shvius from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz? So the Yerushalmi says towards the end of the Perek, first Yerushalmi discusses whether there's a machlokes tanoim in exactly what is Chutz Laaretz in this din, because the Mishnah says from Reb Shimon that this may only apply to may not apply to Syria or to the land of Oile Mitzrayim. So that's what the Yerushalmi points out, that machlokes tanoim, whether what's pshat in Chutz Laaretz for this particular din. Rabbi Yehuda didn't allow the Peiros to leave the land of Oilei Bavel, and Reb Shimon allowed it to go, sounds like, even to Syria. But then the Yerushalmi quotes a braisa, which the Bavli also quotes, Peiros Haaretz sheyotzu lechutz laaretz. What happened if the Peiros did leave Eretz Yisrael? So then what's the din? Peiros Haaretz sheyotzu lechutz laaretz. Sheyotzu chutz laaretz. Misbarin bimkoimon de Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon alozeraymer mevi'in laaretz umevaron. It's machlokes tanoim. Tana Kama says, Mizbarim Bukoyim, you have to do beer in Chutz Laaretz. So Machlaik is Rishonim, what does that mean? Right, according to Rashi, it means to be mafkirit in Chutz Laaretz, not to be mafkirit, to destroy it, to give it over to Mirmas Behemos. She does a Rambam, it sounds like. A form of beer means to destroy it. So it would mean that Lechor, it means at some point, Lechor, basically, Morim Sochem means that when this mana beer happens in Eretz Yisrael, wherever these fruit came from, so once we figure out this mana beer in Eretz Yisrael, so when that man beer came up in Chutz Laaretz, Mizbarim Mimkoyim. Rav Shimon Elazar Oymer, Mevi in Laaretz, you have to bring back to Eretz Yisrael. Umevaron, and when there's beer in Eretz Yisrael, Tachsiv Ba'artzecha, because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk of beer. That's where we learn the din, b'zman shekol l'chayis basada. When these fruits are no longer accessible, no longer entirely accessible to everybody, so then, tiyeh kol tu osa lecho. Then, l'vhem tu l'chayis tiyeh kol, so it's b'she ba'artzecha. So, b'shem ben Allah says, the din of beer is ba'artzecha. And apparently, a Tana Kama would say that l'hemtecho l'chayis asher ba'artzecho is the kviyas man for beer, but the beer need not take place in Eretz Yisrael. the beer can take b'chol mokim shehem. And Shmuel Lozer said, no, Hashem Ba'artzcha is a din in the beer itself. U'mevarin d'chsiv Ba'artzcha t'yeh kol t'vos alecho. Bavli has Pesachim Nun Beis. Nun Beis Amid Beis. So the Bavli has Tana Rabbanon. Perush Yotzu Me'eretz Yisrael Lechutz La'aretz. Misbarin B'chol Mokoyim Shehem. All right, the Taisha says, why isn't there a Hakdama that this shouldn't have happened? All right, picture Riva did not prepare Vav the Shviyas, Ein Moitzian. So this sounds like no problem. Perish Yotzu. What do we do with Perish Yotzu? So it should have said, Ein Moitzian is a Perish. No, Perish Yotzu, like the way we learned Pshat. The Mishnah said, Ein Moitzian. The Brisa says, no. So what's the Takalach if one was Moitzi? So Tosfos asked that Kash, Heksher Rivad, number coming to you, Berkvav the Shviyas, Ein Moitzian, Shem and Srevo, Perish Shviyas, Min Aret, Chutz Aret. Mitirets to Hasa Mari Lachila. Rav Safra Apik Lischaira. The Yesh Schaira Shemuteris. There are situations where Schaira is Mutter, certainly a little bit of Schaira, a little bit is Mutter. So apparently, the first Pshat of Tais, second Pshat is Inam B'Shai Geitzish. Second Pshat is a Rebilim Pshat. That was Osir, and a mistake was made. Right? Second Pshat is, it's Osir Loitzi. Exactly why it does loss, we don't know. And then, once it was taken out, so what's the din? The first Pshat in Taisvus is that there are situations where we were Mekil in Lachila, and in those situations would be Mekil B'Schoir as well. So, similar kind of a din, wherever Mekil and Schoir, Dover Muat. Person is going, taking a flight. Shalom Poskim. Person is going, leaving, he has to go in Chutzlars. So can he pack lunch? Can he take a paper there to swallow with me? He just wants to eat on the plane. So many Achron and Mekel based on this. They say that Tzedel Derech is a Derech. Was that? Yes, apparently they learned Pshat that it's that. The limp shot that just like the scharah deramud is mutter salachil also something like that. That's the issue. So again, so the Tosfos says that it's, that either we're talking about there was aitzah beheter, right, or itaka was aitzah b'shoyeg. Okay, so in other words, the Baal Mishnah not being chalik in this nakuda. Everybody's holding the same thing. Also the haitzi and perish yotzu either. Beheter shiyotzu b'isr. Okay, so now what's the din? So the perish shiyotzu beheter, but he gives man beer, or perish shiyotzu b'isr and he gives man beer. So Tana Kama says misbarim mechol mokim shein like Shimon. Shimon lozeray mer yachzul mukayman v'yisbaru mishum shenemar ba'artzicha. Ho apikdei kori bei v'oretz ba'artzicha. Nami ma'asherik masav. We learned halacha. We learned ba'artzicha is teaching us the din of beer. That beer is not a national moment. The beer depends on different areas of Eretz Yisrael. Every place in Eretz has its own beer. That's what we learn. So the Gemara says that could be Ba'aretz. Didn't have to be Asher. All right, so it seems like a real drasha l'chara. The Gemara has a kasha like that. It seems like a real drasha. If Safra Nofak me Eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz, havi bedei garva d'chamra d'shviyas. He had wine, a barrel of wine of shviyas. Lovu bedei ravuna reid ravika ravkana. He had two accompanying him Rav Safra, Rav Huna Rika, and Rav Kana. Omalu Ika the Shemil Midei Derbavo Halachim Shemil Lozer Eloi. In other words, ask Rav Safra, are we taking this wine back? Whatever we don't drink, is it going back or not? Are we sending it back? So the Gemara says, Omle Rav Kana Achim Ravo Halachim Shemil Lozer. Omle Rav Huna Bred Rav Ika Achim Ravo Ein Halachim Shemil Lozer. So the Gemara says that the two friends of Rav Safra were being chaylik. They put him up to the question. They each one had a different mesorah of whether we paskin with the mechuyev to send it back or not. Amr of Safra, the kaid hakol biyadcha. The Rav Huna, the kaid hakol the Rav Huna biyadcha. the daig v'gomer shemaitzim mipumi de rabbi kirechov de pumpadisa. So whatever Rav Huna said, that's l'chor the correct mesorah, because he was very careful to get it right. So Rav Huna's mesorah was ein alocha, not mukhuyev to bring it back. That's the upshot of this particular sugya. Machlokes haposkim halacha l'masa. All right. Question is, what is the iser of being moitzi peiros eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz? Rashi says, misbarin, kishetagia oynas ha'bir shekol l'chaya v'chol mokoyim shein v'lo matrichin alei lachziron l'ores levarin shom. We're not matriachim. It's a strange lotion. No, we're not matriachim. Lo matrichin alei. And Reb Shimon Lozer said, "Mishum shenir atzichol lechay shebi atzichol v'zeu biurun shemafkirin b'mokim rizus chay v'heima." So it's probably matrichin alei lechoritz machleikus in how to darshan the psukim. No, Reb Shimon Lozer darshans the pasuk. Sounds like it's a raisa asking a kasha, but it's a used word already, or it's maybe he's going to asher lechoritz on the smachta. Lechoritz didn't they raisa? So Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon didn't darshan that pasuk l'chayr. The Gemara doesn't ask. What does the Gemara say? No, what does Reb Shimon do with Asher? What does Reb Shimon do with Esav Haaretz? It's a strange lashon. No, lo matrichin alei lachzir in laaretz levaron sham. We're not matriachim. Sounds like we, the Rabbanon. Lo matrichin alei, we weren't matriachim. According to Reb Shimon Lozer, we were matriachim. We were not matriachim. Lo matrichin alei lachzir in laaretz levaron sham. It says Baritzacha. Taisvis, Perish Akuntaris, Shinois and Nois and Lemir Maschai Veima, Lay Nira. Says like Machlaikis, what is beer? Why, Dabutu Tara Nacher Beer Laniyim? What do you mean he was destroying it? We have Mishnais that say that it's Mutu Laniyim Lashirim after Misha, Lay Perish Shavias Vigish as a beer, Machalkin, Muslim, so it's 2 days, Lachalechin, Aniyim, Oichlin. What's pshat in beer that one has to be mevarit? Or is pshat in beer that one is mechalikit? Is pshat in beer to lemirmas? One has to, pshat in beer. L'chayr means the following: it's pshat in beer that I am mechuyev to use up all of my food before it becomes inaccessible. That's the din of beer. And if I still have food left over at a time when it's not fully accessible, so then I have to get rid of it. As if ke'ilu, I should have used it up until now. I should have had my apples, but everybody else had apples. It shouldn't be such a thing that I have apples, they don't have apples. So if such a thing exists, then those apples have to go. Pshat Shmita is that socialism, right? I shouldn't have. If we all can have apples, I shouldn't have apples. So once we all can have apples, finished, right? Or is pshat and shmita, pshat and biur, that once we can't all have apples, then we all have, then you have my apples. Then my apples are mufker, right? After mechalikum. According to Rashi, l'chor is in the mahalach in this general school. We have to discuss biur with great details, because there's a little maftech into biur. The Rashi is l'chor in the school of the Rambam, that beer is getting rid of it, like beer chometz, a form of beer chometz. Rambam holds that's mamash l'sreifel, it's mamash like beer chometz. Rabbi Rashi holds no, it means that I have to get rid of it. So machloek is Rashi. So according to Rashi, according to Rambam, so there's an lechayra, is an iser to take it out of Eretz Yisrael. Not exactly explained why. Then there's a din of beer. The beer is that you have to be mafkir when Zman beer comes. Ella, it's a machlokes whether matrichinen lay. Do we, are we matriach him to take it back to Eretz Yisrael? A strange lashon, right? And the chor according to Tosfos, this is what the Rebbeinu David points out. According to Tosfos, so the machlokes makes much easier to understand. The machlokes is, am I mechuyev to be mafkirit to in the location, in my location, or stam being mafkirit? Lashon Rambam is also very difficult. Lashon Rambam is Perek Yud Perek Hey Halachem Yud Gimel Peres Shvius Ein Moitzin Oisan Meyoris Lachut Starts Ve'afilu L'Suria. Right away the lights go on. He shouldn't take it to Chutz. What's Chutz Laretz? Who's that? Ve'afilu L'Suria. So Chutz Laretz means, so what about the area of Oilim Mitzrayim? With that? Sounds very mutter. I feel it's another Suri is, that's a deen amongst the Achronim. Chazanish holds Nasa. Chazanish has a Mahalach, he thinks maybe that this means Oilim Mitzrayim, the area of Oilim Mitzrayim also not. Alright, it's a. Ein Mitzin, I said, doesn't go to a Pasuk, a Hezra, nothing. The Ein Machilin, I said, what happens if he did take them out? What's the din? Bring him back, don't bring him back. Ein Moitzin. Pashtus. Person wasn't Moitzi. He doesn't bring it back. No. They don't have to say that. He's supposed to bring it back. No? So the Chorim Ram was holding like Tanakama. Ein Moitzin. Right? So happens our Tanakama holds Ein Moitzin out of Oilei Bovel. So Chazanish holds that it's that he meant only early, beyond Oilei Bovel. But then ein ma'achilin oisim le'akum le'sochir. Then other halachas. It's mamish in the same halacha. And vayis chir Shabbos, chir Shana, ma'achilin zachsanya perish shvius. Rambam even has this halacha before he discusses beer. Beer is perig zayin, I think. No. Perig vav is isur schayra. This is in the middle of the halachas of what kind of ishtamshus he can use for perishvias. What do you say? According to Rams, the rice at the rabbanon. Ein mitzin. Was that? Why? Because it doesn't go to Bukhar. Hell, you proved it? Yeah. In fact, he's Mekel in
Syria.
Yeah. Is Rashi
says?
Say it again?
Rashi says that.
Oh, the Rash, oh. Yeah. I'm not sure. I was wondering about that. Is that Mukhrach? Why couldn't it be a day Raisa? Day Raisa Dikadin. And then Chazal were Machmir on even the Erev Olam Mitzrayim. No, why couldn't it be like that?
The
Shimon is Mekel and allows it to go. I see. Right. So is that correct? Kibushach Shmei. It's loy shmei kibush, but it's still kibush yochid.
The Rambam, that's clear. I feel the Rambam. Clear the Rambam should cuss for the reason. I feel the Rambam has like this funny middle category. Of
yeah.
That's like it's yotzim mechal chutzaris lechal.
That's they say. Yeah, it's a lashon. Yeah.
Clear the Rambam to say I feel the Surya.
Yeah.
Because you thought Surya was okay.
Yeah. Good. So. Again, so what are we trying to figure out? We want to figure out, number one, what is this din of Ein Mesin L'Chutz Laretz? Alright? And what is the Machloikis HaTanoim about whether beer needs to be done in Chutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael? So as far as we see right now, L'Chaira, if it was left up to us, we would say that according to Rav Shimon Elazar, he was darshan a pasuk, and Rav Shimon didn't darshan a pasuk. So I have a kasha. What do we do with the psukim? So Rav Shimon Elazar holds that didn't they raise the chayra? That biras to take place in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Shimon Tanakama of Yudah says that didn't darshan that pasuk. Darshan the pasuk if she didn't hold that Asher is miyuter, he didn't hold that Baartzecho is miyuter. He held that just as kaveh man. Nope. So what is the din? Once you hold, if you hold that there's a din of being mevar in Eretz Yisrael, so you could learn b'zalachachilim with the evidin. I mean, that was very strange to have in outside of Kochim alachachilim with the evidin. Usually we don't have that. Lachari only had in Kochim, but then it sounds like that if it be left up to us, that Hayyot, it says, Asher ba'artzecha, that means the chadchila, you're supposed to leave it in Eretz Yisrael for the beer to happen in Eretz Yisrael. Alright, chidush. And then, if you take it out, no, so then you're mechuyev to be mevar, then you're mechuyev to bring it back. Alright? And if you hold, if you don't dash in the pasuk, so then it says, then, satam din the rabbanah. Yerushalmi has the very last line of the Yerushalmi is that according that if you hold that there's no chiyuv to bring it back, that's only if you're not being metaltel. Right? But if you're going to move it around anyways, so then you should bring it back. What far then is that? If I'm going to end up, I bring it to New York and I'm going to have it in New York, Archas Mana Beer, good, have it in New York. But once I'm going to travel to the West Coast, then I got to bring the food back to Eretz Yisrael. What's the metal the food anyways?
Because even then, we agree that Chachish should be in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, you shouldn't have brought out even corn syrup to begin with.
Right, yeah.
So then, I guess the point is that once you're moving around, so that you might as well do that. The kula would be out of the kula, but that kula doesn't extend as once you're no longer accessing the kula of the Chazal.
Serachian, it's a din in COVID. Once it being, it's not b'chavad, it can slap it around. But once you slap it anyways, so then, yeah.
Does that mean you're Le'ir, or West Coast? Or
I don't know. It doesn't say. It's not so clear.
The Rav and the Rashi and the Sifra give a different kind of reason.
Yeah.
For the whole thing going to El Chatzarts.
Yeah.
They're going to be Mescalic in Paris, Switzerland.
Yeah. Yeah. So coins there, so there you, it's clear that it's a Dinder Rabbana. Right? Yeah, so what are you with the pasuk? That's machta. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah. But once that's the case, maybe you can understand why it should depend on whether how far you go.
Yeah, but if you, once you say that the entire sugya is a drabanan tikka sugya, right? So that, what's the concern? That I'll take these peiros and I'll treat them like American peiros, right? So therefore, Chazal said, don't take them out. Good. So then, and then, and Asher Ba'atu is an Asmachta, right? It's a little bit strange again, but the Kacha, it's Mufurish and Mishayim. So then.
And the Rambam also, in fact, the Rambam lists it within
him. Rambam, I don't know if I don't know. But then it finished up. So now, so according to. So Chazal were Misakin the following din. Chazal were Misakin, I wonder if we should don't get mixed up, all right? So when until the Zman Beer comes, so I shouldn't take him out. I took him out, so fine, it was a violation. Then they're run on, fine, so I do my best to follow the halach of Kedusha's Perish Shavuos. Now Zman Beer comes, so Chazal said, now this is Vaiter Adin. Now what?
Could that be
that's not in the Rabbanon anymore.
That could be the Nerais. That has nothing to do with this.
Right, in other words, not to take him out in the Rabbanon. But once, and not only that, but after the Achaz Mana Beer, if you hold like the Ramban, the Achaz Mana Beer, maybe it could take him out. Maybe, right? So the Din Rabbanon is not to take him out because of his Chalufa, right? Now, an entirely separate Din, and that is, what's the Din of Beer B'chutz La'aretz? Two separate halachas. Right? Rambam does not pass in the din of beer b'chutz l'aretz b'chlal.
He does.
What do you mean? When he says that it's mutter.
Yeah,
Right. There's no restriction of being b'chutz l'aretz. Right. Was that sorry? Because that's according to one, that's according to Tanakama. Yeah. So there's b'chal a din of COVID or something, right? But there's no restriction in beer. He doesn't darshan the pasuk, right? And then he has a different din of ein meitzin mechutz l'aretz. Good. That would explain why the Bavli doesn't give any reference to the Mishnah. Two entire separate dinim. Where Tosfos was bothered by Tosfos says, why didn't the Gemara say this shouldn't have happened? So the Rash and the Rambam and the Pshat, I mean, two separate halachas. One is a din de Rabbanon. All right, so the guy who was in violation of din de Rabbanon. Another mafshah, separate din. What's the halacha of beer? Beer b'chutz l'aretz, beer b'eretz Yisrael. All right. L'chaya, that's the best way. That's the move forward in the Rush. All right. What did you say before? Okay. L'chaya, that's one. What else is clear? Clear is the Ran and the Ben David. Im Sochem. David's lashon is, says a lashon that we would not be able to say. Quotes the machlokes of what is pshat and beer, right? And then he says, im a beer who sheyhei ton sreifa, oy lefar lezarais. If beer is like the Raman Rashi. Loi hoya tam ledin azeh sheomru kan sheyachzeru lemkoyman v'yizbaru sheasreifa yibud ein lakbid ben beizem mokem yigeh. Right? Only Rishon can say such a lashon. That if you hold that the pshat in this din is going to be dependent on the pshat of beer. If you hold that beer is get rid of it. Some mistaber that there should be any din. I have to get rid of Eretz Yisrael to do beer chometz in Eretz Yisrael. No, I do beer where I am. I will have beer who shemafkir es apeirois livnei yoir sheyu oichlin kulam b'shove kemoi shekasa with the Rambans and the Chumash and kemoi shemafurish b'tei sefta ulefichim akbidim al mokim a beer kedei sheyarvichu boy anshei amokim. Right, there's even a more powerful lashon in the Rebbeinu Perah, in the Ran. The Ran's lashon is the Efshar, the high time of the Kral, the Rebbe Shimon Elazar, the Omer Yachzul Mekayman VeYevaru, Shemikayvan Shabir in El Hefker, Rotsa Torah SheYizku BaOisan Peiros Bnei Eir. Umiu afal pi she'ein shasa beer oiseres perish shvius ba'achila. Hainu de behefker sagi. Avolim okum beisai. He goes on to explain. This is a very interesting lashon. Hainu the high time of the kra. Rishim Elazar. So I don't think he means that it's like the time of the kra of Yehuda of Shimon and Sanhedrin. Sounds like certainly Rabbeinu David didn't. I don't think he learned pshat that way. I don't think so. But he says, but this is the Rebbeinu David and the Ran are pointing out, what is the getter of beer? If, according to Rashi, in the Ran, the getter of beer, said before, getting rid of it. Right? Maybe it's the getter of that the consumptions take place before beer takes place. In other words, ki'ilu, the beer is not supposed to happen. Could be. But according to the Ramban and Rebbeinu David and the Ran, the pshat and beer is to make it available davka livneiri, right? They quote the lashon l'shchenav l'kreivav higiya shasad beer machalik men l'shchenav l'kreivav miyudav umoytzim iniach al pesach beise v'ayim rachenu beis yisrael misha zorach litol yito. It was pshat of beer according to this mahalach when the brisa says machalik l'shchenav l'kreivav. That's not stam hechi timtza. You're going to be mafkirit, so the easiest thing mafkirit where you are. No, it's like a din. The din of beer is that you're mahana al yuchaveirim. In fact, Echreinim discuss whether that gufa is a kiyum and beer, and having the chaverim eat it. Right, nafkamina is whether you could take your peiris l'achar beer. Peiris that don't require beer. No, would be different then. Right, that would be a nafkamina between the two malchim. Peiris that don't require beer. In other words, we're saying the following. There is a braisa that says that there's a machloikes, tanoim, and whether there's a chiyuv of beer bimkoimim. Beer bimkoimim, that's really the way to say it. Beer bimkoimim. So the Ben David says, how you understand that machloikes of do we require beer bimkoimim will depend on how you understand pshat and beer. Ben David says, if you hold that beer bimkoimim means that I should be mevarit to my friends, right? So that means that the machlekes between the tanoim is hadalim pshatan beer. Is pshatan beer to be mafkirit, or is pshatan beer to be mafkir davka to my acquaintances, to my people, the meiri? Right, so that's a machlekes. He says his lashon is time of the crow. They run. That's not the lashon of the Rabbeinu David. The getter of the dinah crow. All right. So the brisa of peiros showed tziu luchutz laaretz. So according to Rabbeinu David, if we say that, if according to the mahalach of the school of the Ramban and the Ran, that beer is mafki mechalek, so then the machlekes tanom is there a din of being mechalek lemyudov lekareva? But that's just a hechitemtza, or is that part of the getter a din? The getter a din of beer to give it to my chaverim like a mishlech monis kind of a din, right? Or is it stam just to be mevater, not to have bailus over it, right? According to Rashi and the Rambam, so the din, the machlokes says there's a din of being mevar, being mafkirit. So here the Rabbeinu David says it's not mistaber. That whole mahalach is not mistaber. It's not mistaber to say that there should be any machlokes about the din of being mafkirit. Because Mali, that's a little bit strange to say. Shouldn't be any machlokes about it. So we're stuck. We know that there is a mistake. According to Rashi and Rambam, there is a machlokes about it. So how are you going to be mazvirit? No, go ahead. Good. So let's have to say something along those lines. Let's have to where the Marash Sirilio is coming from. Right? Marash Sirilio comes up with a chiddush. A lot of the chiddushim jump in this chiddush. It's very pretty. A little bit creative also. No, he says that the machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon Elazar is whether we compare kedushas peiros shviyas to kedushas ma'aser sheni. Is there a din of avos smoking? Right, yichidish. But l'chora, that's a good answer to the tamia of Rabbeinu David on the mahalach of Rashi and Rambam. Right. So again, let's just explain what we have over here. Let's see what's clear, what's not clear. What's clear to us is that according to the Rash and the Rosh, it's two entirely separate dinim, two entirely separate discussions. One question is, Yerushalmi happens to put it together, the Bavli did not put it together. One is, what is the din of Biur? And number two, the din, and that could be Adin de Raisa. Number two, was there a din de Rabbanon? Or was there a din de Rabbanon of not being moitzi peiros shviyas to chutz laaretz out of fear that you'll end up confusing them? All right, so that's clear, right? And then once you say that, so then according to the Rosh, the machlokes in the Mishnah is there such a din de Rabbon? Were Chazal Mesakin such a din? The machlekes in the Bryce says a machlekes in what's the getter of beer. Good. Then we said once we have a mahalach, what is the machlekes of beer? So there we have clarity from Rabbeinu David, from the Ran, that according to the Ramban and the mahalach that beer is being machalik, being mafgir. So then the machlekes atanom is what's the getter of this beer? Is the getter of beer to be mafkistam, to disavow ownership? Or is the getter of beer, no, to be machalek amongst the chaverim, like the classic chalesha mishpatik and machalek is what hefker is. All right, so that's good. So far, so good. Elamai, we know that according to Rashi and the Rambam, there's the din of beer is to destroy it. Good? So now we have a machlokes tanoam. Is there a din that you must destroy in Eretz Yisrael, or you can destroy it even mechol mokim shem chutz laretz? Good. So now, right? And in addition, there's another din that even Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon says that this is really an oracle to everybody that. You don't have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael. That's only assuming you're not schlepping it around. If you're schlepping it around, then you have to take it back to Eretz Yisrael. Right? In other words, hey yois, so we could understand it, and we'll come back to that. Good. So now we're saying, so the mahalach of the Merash Sirlio would be, I don't think it's mukhrach, but would be a way of explaining the machloikas tanoim according to Rambam and according to Rashi. What does Marsholia say? He says, "Me viyan la'aretz e kaidim zman a beer detera la'oichlan vi mot zman beer di sura sarfan a kaidim ba'aretz dekosav shemin alazar the din ma'aser sheni yavina lahu vichehechi the ma'aser sheni machzira la'choima af perishvias machziran la'aretz." They nitnin elalachila. Tarvayo mikra kodesh. If my rishon would be a rishon, it's been gevaldik. We'd have a fantastic machlokes. But machlokes between the tanakam amongst the tanoim. What is the pshat in kedushas perishvius? Was that? He was no, it wasn't. It was
earlier.
Yeah,
yeah.
Was that? Yes, it was already. No, but he says it's a beautiful word, right? Maybe you'll bump him up, right? He says you might maybe hear it from somebody else, right? So he says that machlokes and what's pshat in kedushas perishvias is kedushas perishvias isurim. Finish. That's it. That's what the Tanakhama says. Whatever the isurim are going to be today, right? So we'll discuss it, all right? Or is kedushas perishvias heyois that it has some of the same isurim as ma'aser sheni? So the kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni is that it's limited in your hana, and it's limited in place as well. So Reb Shimon apparently learned that that's pshat in Ba'artzecha, that kedushas shviyas is limited, and you have to do beer on it. That's the way you express kedusha shviyas. It's not a beer like beer chametz. No, for care. It's not a din in hashbasa. This is the kiyum. The kiyum is to the kiyum of perishvias is to disavow ownership. The kiyum of perishvias is to not have any chilukim in any lashirim. So that kiyum has to be done by mkoyma. It has a din of mokim, and that's the machloikis between the Tanakan Reb Shimon Lozer. Is perishvias? It's a kedushas perishvias in any way similar to kedushas ma'aser sheni? Is that part of the kedusha? A kedushas mokim as well. That's very, very pretty. At the end of the day, the Rambam Paskins is Bir B'chol Mokim, right? L'chayra, if you say that in Mahalach, so then the Iser of being Moitzi from Eretz Yisrael may not be a din of Shem Yischalfu, right? L'chara then it makes more sense to say that again, either some kind of din the rabbanon of a hemshich of kedushas perish viyis, or maybe I guess you can't say the raisi. You don't have that kind of a connection. But lechayra, the fact that the Yerushalmi, again, what I'm saying now is not muchach. You could say the Yerushalmi puts this price of here because of the, technically, you got to know what to do. But the other, it's conceivable to say, hey, yo, he said, Rash is a lashon, ein matrichin and lay, right? So it's conceivable to say that, and this would be, we should build on the, David and Rashalio Mahalach, that the din of not being moitzi merit Yisrael is a derabbanan dike din of kedushas perish shviyas. The din of kedushas perish shviyas is that I have to do the kiyum mitzvah of beer in Eretz Yisrael. Right? However, and you could even say, like Rabbeinu David says, that that's a machloikis in how to understand the Geter Akra. In other words, it's conceivable. Let's make it a little bit easier. That once the Torah says you have to destroy it, so the machloikis between the Tanoim is, does it make any sense that you have to destroy Davkin Eretz Yisrael? Right? But before you're destroying it, when you're being nene from it, right? And as if the din of kedushas hamakim, so it's conceivable to say, and again, you can't say, it'd be hard pressed to say, and then they write, hard pressed to find a makor. But you could say that then there's a din de rabbonon, and the din de rabbonon is that in a chanami, when you destroy it, so then it makes no sense, like the Rebbe David says, and you couldn't say such a thing. Rebbe David says it. It makes no sense to require destruction in boise makim. But when you're being nana from it, so then you can be, then it would make sense to me to Rabbanon that you're being nana why would that make sense? Because the Yerushalmi says that even the Tana who holds that you're not mechuyev to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael to destroy it, that's only if you're not moving it. And Rashi's lashon in matrichin and I say lechayra, it was a big jump now. But Rashi in Betuchinin also, it could be that he's saying that based on this Yerushalmi, not Matriachim, but if he's shoving it around, if he's taking care of Perish Shvias, so then we say no, then take it back to Eretz Yisrael. If you're staying put, but if this is all correct, that means that Rashi understands that the Easter of taking it out, or better yet, the Easter Ab being mebar bim koimoi is a drabonon dikedin, like Marash Shirlio explains, of that does the kiyum mitzvah of perish vias have to take place in Eretz Yisrael? So lechadchila Chazal said all of the kiyum mitzvah perish should take care of in Eretz Yisrael. According to everybody, ain't might see it, right? Elam, if you're ready, we're might see. So then, some held the din rabban was that you have to do the beer in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, maybe the din deraisa to do beer in Eretz Yisrael, and the Tanakhama held that was all a din rabbanon. So as long as you were being nene from it, they held should be in Eretz Yisrael. Once it comes up to beer, they said no, ain't betuchin. I said once you're going to schlep it around, no, it cannot be. Then you bring back to Eretz Yisrael. So that would be the. It's all based on this Rabbeinu David. All based on Rabbeinu David saying that the Nekudas HaMachlokes, if I don't understand this din of Bir B'chutzarts, has to depend on an Eilim Shatan Bir. So Ayotzi Mikol Zeh. And Ayotzi Mikol Zeh is that what's of supreme importance is that we see a Machlokes Rishonim in how to learn Shatan Bir. And then Vaiter Amachloikas in Hadalim Pshat in Biur, those who hold the Biur is to be Mafka, not to destroy. Right? That's of supreme importance. And then we're pointing out, that's Mukhrach. Right? And then we're pointing out that if you hold like the Rambam, if you hold like Ramban, you know, David, then it's much easier to say like the Rash, that two entirely separate sugyas. One is a question of being Mishalef, one is a question of maybe a din d'oraisa of beer, and the Yush the Bavli, beautiful, doesn't even mention the two sugyas, Machik Leches. On the other hand, if you hold like the Rambam and like Rashi, so then if you want to for the Rina David's Kasha, so then you have a very pretty mahalach of the Rashi too, how to be miyashiv, and then in the Chanami, then the Easter being Moitzi could taka be the Rabbanon Dikah Hemshech of the din of beer. Okay.